Marky, you mentioned even before the game that Troy Deeney would be the person to look out for, and you weren't wrong.
No, I mean, as I said, my feeling is that Troy's the best centre forward in the division. He has got a bit of everything. In terms of his strength, his power, his running ability, his goal scoring ability, and also his leadership qualities, which has come out in the last year or two. You know, Troy's been on quite a path. I suppose we, you know, managed to buy him from Walsall for what I thought was fantastic money at the time, $500,000. Somebody wants to buy him now. We're talking about £10 million. So it shows you the amount of work he's put into his life, and obviously he had a disappointing time in his life there with personal issues. But he's come back strong from that, and as I say, I know him well, and he's someone that I talk to now and again. So I wish him the very best. And, you know, obviously, I didn't wish that he'd scored 2 goals today, but as I said, it's one of these things.
What do you make of your side's overall performance? Because it in spells really dominant.
Yeah, I'm very proud of the team today, because Watford are one of the best teams in the league, and you saw, despite what Fulham being at 10 men, the way they played last week and the way they carved them open. So for us to come here today and start the way we did, obviously fell behind to a sloppy goal as far as we were concerned, and then kind of Watford probably had 10, 15 minutes where they felt as if they were on the front foot. But I thought we came back into it, and were well worthy of our goal in the first half to go in 1 each at half time. Certainly in the second half, up to 70 minutes, I was probably disappointed it was a draw because of the way we were playing. And then, as I say, we lost another goal that I feel that we could have stopped. And at that point, we've got to go for it.
When this run is extended, but is it just a case of just getting that one win, then it's momentum, isn't it?
Yeah, but listen, I'm absolutely the case. We've got to get that win and get that going again. That's undoubted. But I've looked at performance. You've got to look at performances, how your team are playing and how the group are. And but for the first half against Norwich, I look at Middlesbrough, Sheffield Wednesday, and I look at today in the second half against Norwich. And to a man, they've been as good as the opposition. It's just about taking chances and stopping goals at the other end. But we keep putting the demands on ourselves. Then we'll eventually start picking up points and results if they keep playing like that and doing the work that they are doing.
Obviously, entering a really busy Christmas period now, it's going to be quite a lot of strain on the squad. Do you have recruiting in January? You've got targets and that sort of thing.
We'll certainly be looking at to see what we can find in January. Yeah, I mean it's a funny market in terms of it's not a large pool of people that are out there in January, and there's reasons for some of them being out there. So we've got to do our homework properly. And the people, if we decide to do that, they've got to be better than what is here. They've got to be better or at least as good as what is here, because I've got a good group of people here right now, and they're working hard, and they're not very far away from turning those draws into wins and defeats into draws.